Is that your...
Hello, everyone. Oh, we have a special guest today.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, but first of all, this is KDBS Davis 90.3 FM, and you're listening to The Autism Show with DJ Mudskipper.
DJ Aura.
Where's my co-host? Well, it seems like the other autistic individual of the show, DJ Naima Money, was unable to make it today.
What the freak? That's not working.
I heard that she was up to some mischievous activity.
Oh, yeah. She was robbing a bank and fleeing to Peru.
Yes. I heard that. Allegedly, this is what she was doing. So yeah. She wasn't able to make it today.
Yeah.
Today, I'm playing some really interesting music in the background. if you'd like, feel free to let me know what other sound effects I should add in the background.
What's something silly you guys like?
I really like Yoshi. When I played Mario Kart, I used to main Yoshi, but I also, when I was younger, I mained Yoshi, and then I moved on to Dry Bones. Yoshi sound.
Right. Oh, I don't know why the phone's not working. I'm on here for like 10 seconds because I have class at 5.
Oh.
I'm also hungry.
Well, what do you have to say about the state of autism today in today's society? I would like to hear your thoughts as someone who isn't autistic.
Yeah, I have ADHD. And as someone who is representative of the ADHD community, I'd like to say that we and the autism community have been working together to overtake the world.
Oh. Wait, you weren't allowed, you weren't supposed to say that. So that was like a joke. You know, like, of course we're not planning to take over the world. But you know, yeah. Anyways.
I mean, overtake your guys' hearts.
We're gonna take over your hearts with today's autism show, which is, I'm not quite sure what to talk about, but you know, something that has taken over my autistic heart recently is Ranma ½. Have you watched that or like read it?
No.
Well, this is like a childhood favorite of mine. I used to like it, or I got into it when I was like 11, I think, or 12.
Uh-huh.
A friend introduced me to it. It's by the same author of Inuyasha, if you're familiar with Inuyasha.
I used to watch that as a kid.
I didn't watch Inuyasha, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I know, which is really weird because I watched both Urusei Yatsura and Ranma, but I've never watched Inuyasha. I guess, like, it's more serious compared to the other two I watched.
It's a very, like, serious show. I remember watching it as a kid because my dad liked it.
Uh-huh.
And there was a lot of lore that went on in that show.
Well, I just know that the guy, he's like a dog.
Yeah.
He's Inu.
And there's like a human girl who gets like warped into it. Pronouns actually here today.
Oh, yeah. So if you're not familiar, there's been a cat around recently. He's very small. I would say he's about not even a foot long, not even like the size of your average Subway sandwich. Yeah. He's quite small, and his name is Pronoun. Can you please introduce Pronoun to us?
Yes. Pronoun, would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, for, you know, the non-cat viewers, we'd like a translation of what he just said.
He just said, hello, my name is Pronoun, and he says, I love autism.
You know, I think we should give him an autism diagnosis. Weeks ago, we gave DJ Oomph an autism diagnosis. Yeah, it seems like she's been parading around campus very happy with her new diagnosis.
Exactly.
She's been living life very gleefully. And you know, back in the day, when you got a diagnosis, people would always be like, oh, I'm so sorry for you. I'm so sorry that happened to you. But I think we should all accept our diagnoses with pride and love and joy. Because being
happiness.
I know, because being autistic is awesome. You can be like Yoshi in the background here.
Exactly.
Yoshi!
Right now, since he's agreed, he is looking forward to his autism diagnosis.
Well, you don't have to look for long.
Because he's telling me to choose his pronouns. He's like, meow, 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 meow. Yeah, he said that he's too big for his treat, so he can't choose yet.
Oh, he's too young. He's like too little.
Yeah.
We gotta find out if, like, later on, if he's really autistic or if this was just, like, a symptom of his young age.
Yeah.
He's just a bit too silly right now because he's so small.
Yeah. He said yes, he agrees. What?
Whoa, Pronoun. What was that? What was that?
Pronoun.
Okay, Pronoun, no need to get angry here. We're just looking out for your safety.
You're just underage. You're a minor.
He's trying to trick us. I'm not a minor.
He's like, I'm almost 2 weeks. Not I'm 2 months.
I'm masculine. Our masculine kitty.
No, I'm very masculine.
Well, what other subjects of autistic subjects do we have for today? I could talk about Vocaloid. For those that aren't DJ Mudskipper fans, I'm quite a big fan of Vocaloid. I would say that, like, most people that know me, that know of me, probably know me as someone that really likes Vocaloid, because I don't really talk about anything else. And you know, I think this is a symptom of autism. Mm-hmm. And it really reminds me of one time when I was at a birthday party, and people were asking, or like, there was this question being asked. It was like, oh, what's your favorite thing about me? And everyone told me that it was the fact that I didn't shut up about, Vocaloid. And I was like, wow, people just like me because I'm autistic, which is pretty cool. And it's like, you know, guys, even if you're autistic, you should love yourself.
Yes.
Please love yourself and love Vocaloid. I guess let me give like a quick background introduction to Vocaloid. So I guess like a lot of people are probably familiar with who Miku is. Miku is a vocal synth. We can call her a vocal synth. Some other examples of vocal synths are Google Translate, because it's just a synthesized voice. And a lot of people think like, oh, it's Hatsune Miku, she's like AI or like computer generated. But no, there is a real person behind her and her voice. And we call them voice providers. So the voice provider for Hatsune Miku is Saki Fujita. She does a really good job with Vocaloid, or with Miku. I think it's really awesome. But it's the same case for like basically almost every other vocal synth program. However, there are other vocal or like, there's another software called Utao, and Utao is essentially just think of it as Vocaloid but free. And there are a couple of vocal synths from Utao who actually don't have voice providers. And two of them include Adachire and also Defoco. Defoco basically just stands for default vocal. And she's just like a computer synthesized voice. The same goes for Adachire, which I think is really cool because Adachire is kind of a new, an Utao that's been blowing up a lot recently. And there's a lot of songs with her that kind of are just about her being a robot. One of them being one of my favorite songs, Heat Abnormal, which is about the end of the world, essentially. And Adachi Rei is there, and she's like listening to voice recordings. And it's like, because she's a robot, she survived amongst all the death and destruction of the world. And she's listening to all these past like voice tapes. She's listening to the thoughts of humanity as their lives get stripped away from them with the heat death of the universe. Really cool, really cool song. Another example. Oh, is someone joining us?
Hello?
Wait, who is that?
Oh, it's Naima Money. Who's
no
this?
Way. I'm DJ Mudskipper. I think I know of you.
Hi, DJ Mudskipper. Nice to meet you. Have you heard of me before?
Yeah,
I've never heard of you.
Yeah, I've never heard of you either, actually. I kind of heard that you, like, rob people and do malicious things.
Oh, yeah.
That's oh, yeah, that is what I do.
How, like, you were in Peru right now because you robbed a bank and you fled to Peru. And it was because the Money Show's theme was Peru. Which was
I'm literally on a getaway train right now.
Yeah.
Whoa. What? Wait, I feel like I hear some new background music. Can we listen to this real quick?
We hear some money
so
sounds.
What did you think about that? Hello?
Hello?
Well, I guess she left. She was, like, afraid of my power.
The popo was coming.
Yeah, she's kind of scared, but... Yeah, I added some money effects.
Oh.
It went dead. She was so afraid. She was scared of the money sound effects. Well, we're going to pause at
Girl,
that right now because she's gone.
Dang, the popo was coming for her.
Yeah. You know, she's up to some evil activities out there, so... It's no surprise that she keeps cutting in and out because she's running from people.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, what was I talking? Oh, it seems like she's.
Hello?
Hello? Okay.
Hello?
I guess I'll just go back to what I was talking about earlier. Wait, unless.
I'm back.
Hello, hello, Naima Money.
Hello, Naima Money.
Hello again. Sorry, technical difficulties.
What's going on?
I'm on a getaway train, so like the connection isn't very stable.
Dang, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, yeah.
Okay, I gotta go.
Yeah, like
guys.
Sometimes it goes in and out. Like, yeah.
Goodbye.
In and out. I'm down for that. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess this is it, DJ Aura.
Goodbye. Goodbye, autism community.
You're gonna be turned
bye,
into.
DJ Aura.
You're gonna be turned
see you
into
later.
A sound effect.
Bye. Oh, bye.
I'm gonna turn you into a sound effect right now.
Oh, what's my sound effect?
Goodbye.
See you tonight, DJ Aura. I think. Anyways. I hope I see DJ Aura tonight.
All right. So, what are your autistic thoughts on your getaway train right now?
I feel like the reason why I'm on this getaway train is because I have no sense of time. I don't really realize what time it is.
Oh?
I thought I had a watch on. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I hear you.
I can hear you, yes. Mm-hmm.
You thought you had a watch on.
I thought I had a watch on. I literally looked at the time and I was like, wait, I have no watch on. I wonder where my watch is, but... Basically, I ended up missing my flight today, so I missed my getaway plane, and I had to take a train instead.
What are your thoughts on the plane versus train?
Well, I would have loved to take the plane because it was a direct flight. I would have been in person here at the show today, but...
Unfortunately, you are a very compressed voice right now.
Yeah, unfortunately. But I'm able to... Honestly, it's like kind of a comfortable experience right now. Like, I have a lot of space on this train, and nobody's on this train. Or there are people on this train, but, like, way less than I'm used to.
Are you saying you're more comfortable in the train than the station?
No. I'm more comfortable in the station, but I'm broken.
You're broken. Well, I turned you into a sound effect, so it's kind of like you're here already.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like me. It sounds like my roommate's cat. Who happens to be named Pronoun.
We actually talked about Pronoun earlier in the show. He got a real, he was our guest for just like a minute.
I heard some barking, actually. I was wait, is that fun?
No, that's not Pronoun. That was just me.
Oh, that was just you? Oh, okay.
I was working on my impressions.
Dog impression.
Yeah, would you like to give us a dog impression?
I'm scared. I'm like, almost like, I'm afraid right now, but.
Well, you know, I guess, should I go back to talking about Vocaloid? You can insert your own commentary. I didn't finish.
Yeah, you can finish talking about Vocaloid.
Where did I leave off on? I was talking about how there are computer-generated voices, I guess. Well, they're not computer... they are computer-generated, but, you know, not all vocal synths are computer-generated. And actually, not even the ones without human voices aren't computer-generated either. For example, one of my favorite utals was recorded with shoes.
Oh, my goodness. So, a real person?
Yeah, so basically, like... his name is... Actually, I don't... Their name is Meikutsu, and the character for this voice is just five legs spinning in a circle, and they were recorded by, like, I think the person that made this utal just threw a bunch of shoes around their house.
Oh my god.
And yeah, so the description of them is Meikutsu was samples from the sounds of various shoes in the house. There are 46 sounds.
The three?
And they're
What's the name of the utal?
Meikutsu.
Oh my god.
And I'll read you some of their character details. Their height is 175 centimeters. Their weight is 54 kilograms. Their species is god. Their hobby is late night running. And their skill is self-taught martial arts. And if you still have pretty shoes, take them off or Meikutsu will take them.
Oh my gosh, wait, they're so active.
I know, right?
An active lifestyle.
Do you feel like
I wish I had that active a lifestyle.
I was gonna say, do you feel like you relate to them?
I try to relate. I honestly think that in a few weeks I will 100% relate. But
maybe if you're not
right
stuck
now,
on the train.
I only sort of relate because it's been hard to get on that running grind, definitely with being out of town. But I did go on a run yesterday, so low-key I relate a little bit.
I think it's pretty hard to be active when you're sitting down in a train.
Yeah, on a train, I feel very inactive. On Pikmin Bloom, my sub count is so sad. Like, I literally had a seedling hundred up to hatch, and, like, I don't know why. I was like, oh, what if it hatched? But then when I got up, when I woke up and checked, it said I still had zero.
You know, I heard there was some cool new Pikmin Bloom news.
No new Pikmin for Halloween?
Oh no, there's no new Pikmin, but now, like, you know when you do mushroom battles and you can see, like, other people fight the mushrooms? You can now add them as friends.
Oh.
So, like,
wait, I heard about that. Yeah. I saw Aum repost that on
DJ
on
Oom? DJ Oom?
DJ Oom?
Yeah, DJ Oom was talking about that, and They were saying that they're really happy because they can now add Jerma986, who is a Pikmin Bloom player in Davis.
Oh my gosh, I want to add Jerma as well.
I also
want
to be friends
with
Jerma.
There's so many, like, celebrity players on...
Oh yeah, just like Kajiyama Futo fan, 1213879... I don't remember the rest of the numbers, but you know, if you see Kajiyama Futo fan on Pikmin Bloom and they look like Hatsune Miku, feel free if you'd like to add them. I heard they're really nice and accept all friend requests. Oh, it seems like DJ Naima Money is gone. Well, it's just me now. And we have 12 minutes left, so I guess I'll continue talking about Hatsune Miku? Or Vocaloid in general, I guess. recently I've been listening to a lot more electronic Vocaloid, and something I've noticed actually is that people in different Vocaloid genres will use different Vocaloids. Like, I guess I'm not sure how to explain it. You know, like in pop and stuff, in different genres, there's popular instruments to use. Like, you don't really typically see in rock or metal, for example, the use of classical instruments. Like, it exists, but it's not a super popular thing. I think the same goes for Vocaloid, where, like, for example, in metal, it's super popular to use Megurine Luka, and this was actually pioneered by one of my favorite Vocaloid producers, Yuyo Yupe. Yuyo Yupe is considered, or like, he earned the title of the god of Luka tuning, essentially, because he's so good at it, and so good at making metal songs using Luka. But I guess that only really goes for like more metalcore music. People really like to use Luka. I would say producers like Utsupi kind of like to use Miku. He's really good at tuning Miku screams as well, I would say. Interestingly, there is actually an utal that's that was made using the voice of a metal vocalist. She was in the band Dazzle Vision, and she did a lot of the screamo vocals. But that utal is known for being really difficult to use. And weirdly enough, a lot of people that do use her don't even use her for like screams. They just use her to sing, which I think is quite odd because she has like screams embedded in her voice pack, and people don't use them too much. But I have heard her.
Wow, very, very interesting.
Oh, I guess DJ Nahima Money is back.
I am back. Wait, I was hearing everything you said. I was like, wait, what? And I was like, oh, interesting. But yeah, I think I accidentally muted myself because I just like unmute. And I was like, wait, what?
Oh.
But, oopsie.
Well,
I have a question. Would you ever use it your stuff? Like, would you ever produce a song how you want?
Maybe if I got a computer, because I can't really install utal on my laptop right now because it kind of just makes my laptop blow up. Like, I don't think it can handle the software very well.
Oh, you need like a PC or something, or like,
yeah, because my laptop is
computer.
Not, yeah, my laptop's not, or I got a smaller computer now, so it doesn't hold as much storage, and it heats up so fast. But you know, maybe one day in the future I'll produce a song, but I'm not very well trained on this. The only songs I've ever made were like when I was 15 and I was writing songs about cats on my keyboard.
You know, you still have time to make songs about cats, but on your,
you know,
on
my,
your lab? Well, I don't know.
My
I
dream.
I don't know about the vocal mode. I don't run Minecraft, bro. But what were you saying?
I didn't play Minecraft. I don't know. But you know, I would love to produce a song with using gamelan, because I searched this up. I was on the hunt for Vocaloid songs using gamelan, and I found nothing. There were covers using gamelan, but no like original songs with gamelan. So one day, maybe I'll get really good at gamelan, and I'll make a song with Miku, or not Miku, with utal. I can't really get Miku right now. But I guess like with my whole ramble there, I was leading up to the fact that I've been listening to a lot of electronic Vocaloid music recently, and I noticed that people really like to use Nurse Robo T.
Or Robo.
Her name is Nurse Robo Type T. Actually, I ignored the name type, but her name is Nurse Robot Type T. She's a 16-year-old nurse. She's a robot. People like her a lot because she's kind, and she's like a really unique robot because she's also a nurse. But I'm not
she's
really.
She's honestly like a genius because she's only 16 and she's doing something that most people can't do until they're like literally like 20 years older.
I think it might be because she's a robot.
So she's been existing for that long, like she. As a full-grown robot?
No, I think it's more like she was made with the image of a 16-year-old girl. Kind of like how Miku is made as a 16-year-old girl.
Her mental image.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't really know why so many like electronic songs use Nurse Robot Type T. I'm not like super familiar with the qualities of her voice just yet. So I think it's just like, maybe she sounds super robotic and people really like using her.
Maybe that's it. Low-key, I'm kind of curious about this. I'm like, are there songs that have been made with it, or it's just...
Oh, it's just that she's a voice bank. She's a Vocaloid, and... or is she a Vocaloid? She's a Nutal, actually. My bad. She's a Nutal. And a lot of people just use her to, like, sing. It's just like how people use Miku, you know?
Oh, yeah. I see. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's very interesting. I'm like, I need to do this in Kano.
Yes, maybe I'll make some more educational... I'll tell some more educational tales about Vocaloid, because, or vocal synths in general, I'll just say Vocaloid to, like, make it easy to understand. I never noticed how common Nurse Robot Type T was in electronic music, since I actually mainly listen to rock and metal. But I've been venturing into the world of electronic Vocaloid music recently, and you would think that, oh, that's like the most popular genre in Vocaloid, right? Because it's like all computers and stuff, but I think it's actually quite underground and Nugu and indie. I would say that rock is probably the most popular genre in Vocaloid, which makes sense because I'm pretty sure rock is the most popular genre in Japan.
I've heard that as well, honestly. Like, I feel like most Vocaloid songs that I know are rock.
Yeah,
sure.
They're all rock, and it's just, I think, like, because I also really like rock and I like metal a lot, I've just listened to only rock and metal because that's what I know and I'm familiar with. And all the producers I like also listen to a lot of rock and metal. But I like expanding my horizons and seeing the other genres that are being, I don't know, people make Vocaloid songs using. And it's also very cool because ever since I've been venturing into the world of electronic Vocaloid music, I got into this one producer, Cult P. They're actually, they're not very big right now. They kind of get low views on their videos, but I was like, wait, I'm like a really big fan of their music. So I've been listening to them a lot recently, and I decided to follow them on one of my public accounts on Twitter. And this is the Twitter I post art on. And, like, the producer followed me back. And not only did they follow me back, but they liked my art. And I was like, wait, like, it pays to like less popular producers.
I saw you post about that on X. You were like, OMG, like, my favorite Vocaloid producer just liked my art. And I was like,
yeah, because I was so excited. Like, imagine, like, someone you really admire.
Yes.
And you, like, someone that you listen to the music
really
of, like, every
me.
Single day. Like, they followed you. And I'm like, oh, they, like, liked my art. So, you know... I'm sure they appreciated my support as well because I listen to their music a lot. So, you know, if any listeners are considering, or like if you guys just listen to more popular music and that's really it, you guys, if you'd like, should consider listening to some less popular music and supporting newer artists. Because maybe they have autism
yeah.
too. Maybe they have autism too.
You literally never know who might have it.
Literally. Like, my headcanon...
Invisible condition.
My headcanon is that a lot of Vocaloid producers have autism, and I'm actually going to search that up right now.
I believe you.
Let's see. Whoa, there's an autism tag on Vocaloid database.
Oh.
Wait, why does it say... why does it say Kenshi Yonezu is autistic? Why does his his page pops up?
Know.
No, I don't think like he is. I think his page just pops up if I search up autistic Vocaloid producers.
We literally the representative of the community.
Literally, people are saying, "Is it autistic to be obsessed with Hatsune Miku?" I think in my case, it is.
It might be. It just might be, but I'm not sure.
Let's see. Let's go under the autism tag on Vocaloid database. So since Utao is basically like a program that you can just basically make your own voice bank if you wanted to, a lot of people just kind of put their OCs in Utao, and that means that there are also a lot of autistic Utaos out there. You know, if I really wanted to, I could make a DJ Naima Money Utao.
Wait, you should edit it together?
We could make one together. Wait, Saisei.
Are you going to be a DJ much for Utao?
No way, there's a song called Autism Vomit.
Oh, wow.
By
Saisei. That's like me today.
It's
me today when I missed my flight, I literally did Autism Vomit. I was like, oh my goodness.
It's by Saisei, which is a producer that I also like. And there's also a song called Song for Autistics, which, you know, well, maybe we could listen to that.
Wait, I just laughed. Oh my god. Sorry, I was going to the cafe area and I got loud, but wait, is this the end of the show?
This is the end of the show. So if you'd like, you can listen to Song for Autistics. I don't know who it's by. I just closed out of the tab. But this is the end of the autism show
world.
With DJ Mudskipper and
Naima Money.
Naima Money, who's on a train right now. Bye.
Bye.
You've heard about the opiate crisis. Opiates are powerful, pain-reducing medications prescribed by doctors, but they can also be very dangerous. In fact, most overdose deaths involve opiates. So what can you do? A lot. Trouble with opiates often start at home with unused medications in your cabinets or drawers. Opiates could be in pill bottles, syrups, or even prescription patches. Whatever they look like, dispose of unused opiate medications safely before they hurt your family. Find out how to remove the risk at fda.gov/drug-disposal.
Attention KDVS listeners, how is radio reception of our signal in your area? Drop us a line and let us know. Davis, Sacramento, Roseville, even Fairfield, we'd like to better understand our coverage of the Sacramento Valley. Email your location and reception strength to our general manager at gm@kdvs.org to help us get started. Your support is greatly appreciated.
During the warmer months, children are especially high risk for several rare but potentially fatal diseases caused by ticks. These include Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, among others. If you or your children have been in wooded areas, make sure to conduct a thorough body search for ticks. If you notice a bullseye rash or experience unexplained joint or muscle aches, facial paralysis, fever, or chills, consult your doctor. To learn more about how to reduce the risk of tick-borne illnesses, visit pestworld.org.